So I've been a preacher's daughter my entire life. I've always been in church, but it wasn't until I was probably 9 years old that I thought ever crossed my mind that I needed to be saved. And it was one night when our father was doing family devotions with us, and he was teaching us about the rapture. And I remember being terrified about it. And I went to bed that night and just lay there so scared to go to sleep because I thought the rapture would happen and I would be left behind. And I just remember praying so many prayers that night that did nothing. And that went on for a couple of nights. And one night, I got myself so worked up that I had a panic attack and I couldn't breathe. So I went to my parents, and after they figured out what was going on and they figured out why it was going on, my father sat down with me and tried to show me how I could be saved, and tried to show me that all I had to do was believe. And the truth was, I really didn't want to be saved. I just didn't want to go to hell. And so after several nights of talking to them, I one night was laying in bed, and I prayed a prayer that felt a little bit different. So I went over to my parents and woke them up, told them I had gotten saved. And the next morning when I woke up, I knew there was nothing different. So I never told anyone else that I even made a profession of faith. And then I went on for quite a while, just, I would be convicted during services occasionally, but I just kind of forgot about it. And then I started going with my family to Black Creek Baptist Church in Black Creek, New York, for their youth week. And I would go there, and there was just something different about the preaching. I enjoyed hearing it. I enjoyed the conviction, because then I knew I still had a chance of getting saved. And for the first 2 years, we only stayed half the week. And then I would go home and conviction would be gone and I'd forget about it again. And then I started staying the whole week, and the Lord would just really do a work in my heart. And each year I would say, next year I'll get saved. Next year, for sure. I'll make sure that next year I won't leave without being saved. Next year would come, and I would say it again. And it got to a point then that I just would think, I'm not going to get saved. That I'm just one of those people that God's not going to save. That it wasn't my fault. It was God's fault. He wouldn't save me. I couldn't help it. But I didn't want to be one of those people. So I would tell myself, no, I will be saved. And I would go to services, special services at different places. And I was convicted so many times, pretty much every time I would go to a service, there would be at some point I would be convicted. But a lot of times I would just shake it off and just say, some other time. And it was during youth week this past year that I finally realized that I couldn't keep shaking it off. And I started getting really scared, because quite a few people I knew that were lost and would openly say they were lost started getting saved. And I felt like I was running out of time, that they would all get saved and rapture would happen. I never really thought about the fact I could simply die at any point. I always was afraid of the rapture. And I just felt like if all of them got saved, the rapture would happen and I would be left behind, and I couldn't do anything about it then. And after youth week, the conviction never really went away. That time it stayed around. And I actually started reading my Bible for the first time, actually every day. I never had before. in September, we went to special services at a church, and my Uncle Tim was preaching, and he was preaching about how wicked the heart was. And up until that point, I didn't know what was keeping me from getting saved. I knew there was something, but I couldn't figure out what it was. And that night I realized that I didn't believe that I was wicked. I just thought, you know, there were some sins that I did, but they weren't really that bad. I didn't deserve to go to hell over those sins. But I did deserve to go to hell over them. And that night, I asked the Lord to show me who I truly was. And he did. It wasn't all at once. It was gradually over the next probably week and a half. He just would show me. I would do something, and he would just show me that that's wrong. That's a sin. And he just kept working on my heart. And we went to October meetings in Black Creek, and he continued working on me there. And I went home, and I was very troubled. And I went home on Thursday, and on Friday I had to work. And all day, that conviction was still there. It just wouldn't leave me. And I went home then the next morning. I had done school, and I was just sitting there at one point just talking to my mother, and he showed me how bitter I was at a lot of people, a lot of our church people. He just showed that I was very bitter at them, just at family and my parents, and he just showed me that I was a very, very bitter person. And that just really broke me. Like, I don't know. I finally started really seeing how wicked I was. And then I was sitting there, and we got a text that someone else had gotten saved. And I remember I was just terrified. I felt like if I didn't get saved then, that I would never be able to be saved. And I just went up to my bed. I was just laying there, and I started reading my Bible. And I just kept randomly opening to different places and just reading. And I was laying there, and I read in Exodus 21:17, "And he that curseth his father or mother shall surely be put to death." And I just read that verse, and it hit me that I deserve to go to hell just because of all the things that I disobeyed my parents and just thought bad things about them and just dishonored them. And I finally realized, I saw who I truly was, and I was just broken, like I was crushed. And I remember I was just laying there, and I just remember saying, "God, I don't understand." And he's just like, "You don't have to. You just have to believe." And I turned then to Mark 9, and I started reading there. When I got to verse 23, it says, "Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And that verse, I don't know, it just hit me. And I just kept saying that verse over and over again in my mind. And I just believed it. I was just standing there, and then suddenly I was just like, I believe that. And I haven't stopped believing it. And he's given me such peace and joy, and all that bitterness and pride is just gone. I can actually obey my parents now without just thinking bad things. And he's just done a work in my life. And I just want to thank him for what he's done and is continuing to do.
Well, Eddie, what a